Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And today we're joined by Sarah Powell.
Hi.
Hello, Sarah. We're very pleased to have you.
I'm delighted to be here. I'm delighted to be sat down, actually. So being on the podcast is wonderful.
That is the best thing about doing the podcast, frankly, is the sitting for me. That's the highlight, isn't it?
I like anything that involves sitting down.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And I like that you drink.
Yes.
I like that.
Good.
Yeah.
That may stop us from getting a Radio 4 show, but we're not going to stop doing it.
No, I think everyone's drunk on Radio 4. I think that's the big secret about it. They're all smashed all the time.
Exactly. That's why they speak so slowly. Yeah. So, Sarah, you're a radio presenter on Heat Radio.
Yes.
You're on Heat.
I am.
She's on Heat.
But she never heard that one before.
No.
It never gets tired. I genuinely, and I will come off the back of a song and be like, that's Kylie on Heat. Make myself laugh about it.
And you're a podcaster too.
Yes. And we don't, this is the thing, we've only drunk on our podcast a couple of times.
Mm.
And the edit was so tricky. I was like, we're not drinking.
Listen, I feel you. I have got hours and hours and hours of unbroadcastable podcast material. One day I feel like I am, like, if Helen and I ever have like a massive fight and like it all goes a bit Fleetwood Mac and we have to split up, I'm gonna release like the wine tapes of like just all the bits that were too, because the bits that I put out are pretty shit-faced, but the bits that were too shit-faced even for the Scummy Mummies podcast,
yes,
it's all in the bank, hate. So just be warned. What's your podcast called?
Our podcast is Jules and Sarah the Podcast. I'm Sarah. Jules is Jules.
Right.
And we do a bit of YouTube as well. And we started it, I imagine, in the same way that you guys did. We just wanted to see each other more. I mean, it's completely self-indulgent. We think we're hilarious.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, we just love it.
Because he's got quite a cool job, hasn't he, Jules?
Jules has got an amazing job. He's got a couple of jobs now, but one of the things that he's done for years is spray tanning. And really sort of high-end, like he's done Strictly.
He's
done a lot of stuff. All the ends.
So he makes all the people on Strictly orange.
He used to,
right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And I think glowing.
Yeah.
Rather than orange.
Well, to be honest, last few series I've noticed they've gone a bit beige. It's not quite orange enough for me. I think they should bring him back. Should bring him back. We miss him.
People are looking a bit translucent.
has he done you?
Do you know what? He has, and he hadn't. We hadn't done it for years, and it was kind of our thing. And then I was sort of...
Get drunk.
Yeah, I was...
Sprayed you.
Yeah. I was sort of the colour of corned beef, and I had something to go to. And so he did. And he said that he turned round to speak to me and I'd taken all my clothes off, and he was like, I've never seen anybody take their bra off so quickly. And I was just like, I'm here, take me, like
this. Orange. Tange me, orange me,
come on,
tangerine nipples, go.
Yeah,
I want to be a colour that would drive Van Gogh mad.
Yes,
yeah, exactly. And Sarah, not only have you done all that, you've been on This Morning.
I have. I've been on This Morning.
Are Holly and Phil really, really filthy?
Slightly. Do you know what? They've got that look. They've got that, like, they wouldn't give it away. They're very professional.
Yeah.
You know, but then you just know.
Yeah.
You just know that when they get back, sort of, you know,
to their house where they live together, like Walker and Wise.
Obviously, then they'll,
like Bert,
you know,
Mooney from Sesame Street.
Yeah, that's it. But Ruth and Eamon are the dream. I mean, they are the dream. They are just... I mean, they are filthy.
So you're a lover of all things British.
Yes,
do you
I
like
am.
The Royals? Do you like the Royals?
Oh my god, I really love them. Oh and I know god. I'm not allowed. I'm just not. I'm not. That's not allowed.
No, Sarah, rest in my bosom. Yeah, I love the Royals. Good.
Good.
Yes.
They're just like they're just good value and
for
they
money?
Just
yeah.
For what? What are they good value for?
Well, if you want a bit of racism doing, Prince Philip's your man. He's right there.
Prince Harry's also good with a touch of racism.
Loves a Nazi costume as well.
Yes. It's the Queen. I love her. Yes. I think she's brilliant. Quite. Do you know what I love? Because what I love is she has to get up and she has to think, she probably thinks, God, I don't want to go to that today.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't be bothered. And she has to go. She has to turn up. She has to speak to people all the time, like that small talk.
Are you
thing,
confusing you know? Her with Mary Berry? No.
You never done. See them in the same room. You don't.
Mind you, you never see the Queen in a nice Zara bomber jacket either, do you?
Yes. So, I wish we did.
If only.
Yes.
If only. Instead of all that pastel coloured. Oh, I can't bear
but she
it.
Did, she did that sort of electric green this year for
God,
her.
God, she really did,
for
didn't
her birthday.
She?
I thought it that was a bit risque.
It was 80s,
a bit
wasn't
out
it?
There, yeah. Wasn't it?
The eyesight's gone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really. But you see, Helen's sort of got an excuse for liking the Royals because she grew up in Australia where they have no cultural history. What is your excuse, Sarah Powell?
I think it just reminds... I think I just want to be in this country. I'm completely climatized to this country. I'm not one of those people. I've got no real desire to live anywhere else. I'm very happy here. And I'm very happy to holiday here and things like that as well. So I think... It's a reflection. There is some sort of reflection of me in some yeah. way. Like
an extension of your xenophobia, something yeah. like that. Like that. And I don't want to go foreign. I don't like foreign. Gonna have my holiday here. Perfectly nice.
I don't know why you'd want to go abroad. I don't know why. You got everything you need here. We went to Australia.
And oh, yes. I don't know.
No, it's fine. We went to... We went to somewhere, like a museum or whatever, and you know, you sit and you watch those films, and the Union Jack flashed up, and it was like, duh, duh, and somebody was having a cup of tea, and me and my mum and my sister were like, oh, we're really homesick now, good old Britain.
With its piece of fabric with some colours printed on.
Oh,
beverages.
Yeah. Tea. Oh, Cockney accents. Oh. Ridiculous. So, yeah, I do. I'm an unashamed royalist.
Well, by the end of tonight, you'll be ashamed. So that's my pledge to you.
I can feel it coming on. Yeah.
She's turned me a bit in these last 3
You've
years.
I think I'll get you by the time one of us
so.
Is dead.
Yes, I think so. I may not say heads on sticks. Usually, if I say anything about the Middleton or one of the princes, she just says, heads on sticks,
like palace gates.
Like right. Royal Tourette's, yeah.
I can't help it. Obviously, I don't actually wish them any physical harm.
No.
Until the revolution. Okay. So don't, if you're listening to this and you're a bit mad, don't take that as an incitement to violence.
No.
There we are. Legal problem solved.
Done.
Lovely.
Avoided.
Very clear.
So we did mention you were on Heat
yes,
at the beginning. But tell us, what is Heat Radio?
Like the magazine, on the radio, and it's DAB, and it's online and things like that. And I started doing, I do 4 till 7, so the afternoon, and it's oh God, do you know what? It's kind of like the magazine in that it's got to be fun. It's got to be fun and it's got to be funny and it's got to have a kind of sense of humour with it. And the sort of celebrity stuff, I don't really like so-and-so's, you know, cheated on her boyfriend or whatever. I like Rihanna's got a new sock collection. That's the sort of story
Has she?
I don't know how new it is now, but right. She has got a sock collection.
Ooh.
So this is the sort of thing. They're the stories that I just absolutely love. Like, obviously the Brangelina thing happened this week. And the next day, by the next morning, Madame Tussauds had moved their waxworks.
I did see that. Amazing.
And I just love that.
Out of respect. Out of respect.
Everything around that story, that was my favourite thing. And they put Brad Pitt by Morgan Freeman because they've worked together. So as if to consolidate him, you know?
I'm going to go to Madame Tussauds with a lighter tomorrow and I'm just going to bend Angelina's fingers so that just the middle one is extended in Pitt's direction when no one's looking. I think that's my plan for that's my Saturday. So, so you've had lots of celebrity guests, haven't you?
Yeah, and it's a bit cringy because it's hard not to be... a bit name droppy, you know. And
drop them. We want you to drop them right now. Who's the biggest name in your arsenal of things?
Okay, so well. It is Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga was on the show. This was really recent, and yeah. I'd been saying for 3 years since I started. I was like, can we get Lady Gaga? Could Lady Gaga come in? What about Lady Gaga? Is Lady Gaga about? And it came. She got this new single out. And what was quite good about it was I didn't find out until the day before, so that was quite nice, because if I'd had a week, I sort of would have probably overthought it and
just been on Wikipedia reading it again and again,
and having a breakdown and vomiting on myself. So it was quite
what
good.
What do I wear?
Do you know what? I did think about what I was going to wear, and I wore this kind of crazy T-shirt. And
was it made of bacon? Was it, Sarah?
I wish it had.
It was made of live doves.
Yeah, it was wafer thin ham. No. But I did. I thought about that, and then I got that. You know, when you feel really stupid, you're like, God, it's Lady Gaga. She's got her under boob, and I've worn my ASOS crazy T-shirt.
What was she wearing then? What was she wearing?
So she had on, she had a really high ponytail, and she had like this, it wasn't chain mail, but that's... for the purposes of this, and it was like a halter neck, but she had the under boob.
No way.
Yeah, happening, and she had a little somebody to just, you know, make sure that was okay.
No nip.
Wow. I think she had tape. From the pictures that I've seen, I didn't see the tape, but, you know, she wasn't taking any chances there.
No.
And that could be a look for Mary Berry in the new Bake Off. I think so. That's right.
And she had on these denim shorts that weren't shorts. They were like a V. Like that, and that's what she was wearing, and I was like, God, it's a good job I didn't wear mine.
Yeah, thank God I didn't wear any trousers at all, or I'd have looked ridiculous. Was she nice though? Did you get on?
I liked her. Yeah. I really, really liked her. I mean, look, you know, it's always so boring, isn't it? Because, you know, but most people, because that's what people say when you've interviewed somebody, they go, oh, well, what were they like? Mm. And you think, well, I was in a studio with them for 10 minutes and they seemed lovely.
Right.
So that's kind of generally what normally happens. And she really, like, we had a photo done. Oh my God, I look like her sweaty cousin in this photo. Like, she's got, you know, all her stuff done and I'm like... and it was so bad that we had to do it again. And she'd nipped out. And when she came back, she was really like, oh, thank you for waiting. You know, thanks. And I was like, it's fine. I would wait till next year for a photo with you.
I've been sitting outside your house for 400 days waiting for this moment.
In my really cool T-shirt.
Yeah, that's it. But she was. No. She was cool. She was really... And then this was a bit weird, because I've been doing it quite a long time now, but when I went through this really weird phase of really thinking that they were going to be friends with me, you know? Mm. Like, I would be irresistible in these 10 minutes, and we'd become friends. So I think I just sort of threw myself at Davina. Like, I sort of sprawled myself, and I was like, love me, you know? And
Davina's got that best friendness about it. Yeah. You feel like, yes,
me.
We're already friends in my head.
Yes.
Let's take it that step further.
Totally. Yeah. Like, we're going to, you know, we'll finish the interview and then they'll be like, do you want lunch? Like, what are you? But the best one, my absolute favourite, was RuPaul.
Shut your face.
I know.
I asked you to name your biggest name. Lady Bloody Gaga. RuPaul is genuinely in my top three people, four people in the whole world, with Nigella, Oprah and Cheryl.
Yeah.
And RuPaul, that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe Idris Elba just to look at, but that's basically my top people. Oh my God.
Yeah, it was. And that was, he was in this amazing hotel room, like he had like a bit of a suite, whatever. And there was a sort of small hallway between him and I. And I just, it was my catwalk. I just couldn't not. I was like, Rue, look at me. Here I come. And he was like, wow, yeah, you sissy that was. I was like,
and then did you start lip syncing? It's raining men. Yeah. Oh, amazing.
He was amazing. He's a really big Judge Judy fan.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah. And so,
yes, said, he is, hunty.
You love Judge Judy. And he went, like nobody's business. Like this. And so I said, so what would your three laws be? And he said, you cannot walk down the street whilst looking at your phone, because you've got to be present.
Yes.
You've got to be in the world. You've got to see it. He said, one day a week you have to dress up. You have to wear something outrageous.
Good. We've ticked that off, H.
Great.
We have indeed.
And then he was like, he really was like, manners, kindness. He was like, kind is the new cool.
So any final celebrity gossip? Any more
final celebrity
bits? Drop some more names.
Oh my gosh, all right. So I interviewed Take That.
Wow.
That was good. And they were in a hotel room, and we did the interview, and it was all great, and it was all lovely. And I was asking Gary Barlow, because he's written Calendar Girls, hasn't he, the musical. Mm. And I was like, so have you seen anyone in the nip, Gary? And he was like, they were all in the nip, like, at this photo shoot. He was like, I didn't know where to look. And then we're having the photo done at the end, and there was like this, because it was an amazing hotel, there was, like, you know how, like, a mini bar is normally, like, two doors of a fridge and one of it's taken up with Snickers?
Mm.
This was, like, a cabinet. I mean, this was just, like, enormous. And I said, God, look at your mini bar. And they were like, well, here, start, you know, take some, like this. And I was like, oh, God. And, you know, so he gives it, I take a couple of Bombay Sapphires just to be polite. And they're in my bag. Anyway, like, Howard's getting, like, no, come on. I'm like, Howard, I'm chinking. Do you know what I mean? They're going to, like, stop me at the door. And then there was this bottle, like, a gorgeous bottle. It wasn't really a bottle. It was like a decanter of slow gin. And it had, like, the label on it. And he was trying to give it me. Honestly, it was massive. He was like, go on, take this. I was like, it's part of the set.
No, take that. Has there ever been a moment where you've asked a question or you've said, or you've tried to have a joke and you've embarrassed yourself?
Well, horrible situation on This Morning. So I went to interview Daniel Craig for This Morning. I'd been to see Spectre, and I thought that he kind of did this James Bond face.
Hmm.
And to me, it kind of looked like it was almost a little pout, like this thing. And I just thought, it's his James Bond face, like, let's get him to do it. And so he...
Like Blue Steel from Zoolander.
Kind of, yeah. That's kind of... And I was like, oh, will you do... And I should have just said, do you James Bond face? And instead, I think he thought I was trying to get him to pout. And he wasn't going for it. But I can't tell you how cool he was. Like, he was fine.
He really
wasn't. He was totally cool about it. And he was like, oh, no, you know. And, yeah. And all this kind of stuff.
You daft bitch. Yeah. Did he say that?
No, he didn't say that at all. I mean, we'd had a laugh. Like, we talked about him being the milk tray man. And he was like, I think the job's gone. You know, he was really cool. And then the kind of, I don't know, like, Twitter got hold of it. And it kind of went all over. It was a bit ridiculous. It went everywhere. Like, it was in New York and it was in Australia and stuff. And it was like, the most awkward interview. And I was like... I was there, and I know, I live my life in fear of awkwardness. So it was just, it was weird, because to me, it wasn't awkward. Mm. It was just something that I'd gone for, and he was like, no, you're all right, thanks. So,
and you'd moved on and had a laugh.
Totally, we'd moved on, and it was totally cool, and by the time I left, and...
Was there a sense, maybe, because it's almost like the tables were turned, did you feel like you had a taste of what it must be like to be a celebrity and to have your words or a situation twisted and kind of,
Totally, and all you want to do is defend yourself. Mm. That's all you want to do is go, oh, no, that's not what happened.
Mm.
And you can't do that, because it just... Yeah. And somebody else challenges you again, and you know, so I just was like, oh. And you know what, it went away. Mm. Like, it was 24 hours and then it had gone,
you know. And now you're best friends with Daniel Craig, of course.
Well, so sadly Daniel and I haven't spoken since, which I think is difficult for both of us.
Well,
to be honest,
let's just say
hard.
There might be a box of purple chocolates on your bed when you get home.
Obviously we've talked lots about your radio career, but I've seen you on the telly on ITV,
yes,
doing life hacks with Phil and Holly.
Yes.
Amazing.
Now, one of my favourite things I've seen you do was slice cherry tomatoes through some plates.
Yes.
I've tried that and that doesn't work. Did it work when you did it on the telly?
You need really shallow plates.
Right.
And I remember there was this bit of a debate as to whether the plates were not shallow enough, actually. And there was a kind of, you know, because there's a whole team for that. And there's somebody with an earpiece going, these are the only plates we have. Okay, we're going to go with it. You know, it's that sort of thing. But yeah, what you do... God, it's so funny. This is my favourite thing that I've ever done on telly. You get a plate of cherry tomatoes, you put another plate on top, and then you slice the knife through, and it chops them all in half at once. You can also do it with grapes, right? For a fruit salad.
Life hack.
Yes.
Yeah. Or testicles.
And then you can have...
If you're a serial killer.
Yes. Yes, you can. I didn't. We didn't demonstrate it. No.
I wouldn't, again, I wouldn't advise that. Yeah, I'm not suggesting that anyone does.
Yeah.
That.
In the few days running up to it, I had to practice. I was like, I can't go on live television and just not be able to do it. The cherry tomatoes that we got through, I can't, like, with everything, cherry tomatoes on Weetabix, like, just it all the time. John was like, I can't eat it, I can't eat anymore.
Why is there cherry tomatoes in my tea?
Yeah, yeah.
Drink it, wash your hair with
it. Look how beautifully chopped they are.
Straight through.
What are you, give us some other life hacks. I love a life hack.
So, well, one of my favourite ones is if you don't have a speaker, you can put your phone in a glass. You know, if you're playing music.
Shut
yeah,
up.
You play music, pop it in, like, you know, pint glass, sans pipe, pint, yeah. Get rid of the pint, and it'll amplify it.
No way.
So that's good.
We're right. Doing that yeah. Later for disco. Yeah. Yeah.
Do that. And then I looked for some parenting ones. I didn't know this until I started going out with John. My boyfriend's got two girls. And I didn't know that falling out of bed was a thing. I just thought, babies are like people. They just stay in bed. and so you have to, like, buy the things that, don't you, that clip on to the beds.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
stop
yeah,
them
yeah.
kind of rolling
rail
out.
Sort of yeah. thing, yeah.
And John went to buy one. And they are, like, I don't know, they're like 30, 40 quid, whatever. Mm. And he couldn't get them. They'd sold out everywhere. Like, right. This kind of thing. So... You know those thing. You know if you go to the pool, they have like the long tubes. You know, like the pool noodle. The pool noodle. You can put that under the bed sheet to kind of hold it in place, and that will stop them rolling out of bed. I thought that was quite good. Oh. And fabric softener sorts Barbie's hair out. I don't know. I haven't tried that, but you know how Barbie like sometimes looks like she's just been out all night, woken up with a kebab. You know, if you get fabric softener, apparently, yeah, she's all. Sleek, ready for care again.
I wonder if that gets rid of nits.
Yeah.
Worth a try.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Key things worth a try.
Yeah.
Because we did some scummy mummy life hacks on our blog once, didn't we, Helen?
We did. We had some great ones. Like, if your child grows, as they do, and their trousers get a bit short, just put them in wellies.
Yeah.
Great.
That's it. Who needs new trousers?
Absolutely.
What I've done is I've taught my children McDonald's. I used to tell them it was called the farmer's market.
Great.
So that then they'd be like, their grandma would be like, well, where did you have your lunch today, Charlie? Oh, we went to the farmer's market again. Yeah, no, very
that's
good.
Great.
Very
good. That's really good.
For extra points, you can teach them a Happy Meal is a mezze platter. Great. There you are.
All right.
Now, we're going to move on to family chat in a minute, but just before we do, Helen, I believe you have a message for our listeners.
I do. We've been sent some more wine.
Hooray!
Hooray. And tonight we are drinking a lot of Most Wanted wines. Thank you, Most Wanted, who have got a brand new Sauvignon Blanc, or Sauvignon Blanc, depending which country you're from. We do have Australian listeners, Ellie.
Yes, but they didn't invent Sauvignon Blanc, unlike the French.
Okay.
So I feel like we should probably go with the French's pronunciation, to be honest.
Potato, fuck you. It's so most wanted. That's what they want in their advertorial, a whole lot of swearing.
That's exactly it. Yes, so it's their new Marlborough.
Yes.
So and it is delicious. I think.
Oh God, it's gorgeous.
Because it was free. But of course, wine always does taste better if it was free.
Yes.
So if you'd like to send us some, scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Done.
Advertorial.
I love that you can email wine.
Oh yeah,
that's so
great.
Good, isn't it?
It's so instant.
Yeah.
So good for those late night podcasts. Yeah. Good. Now we're going to go into family chat, aren't we, Ellie?
Let's do it.
So tell us about your family, Sarah.
Well, it's in itself, this is quite funny because I was listening to other podcasts and I was like, oh yeah, my family. And obviously people that you have on most of the time will talk about their kids and their husband. And my boyfriend, John, has got two girls, Poppy and Evie. And I was like, are they my family? Like, can I claim them as being my family? And I don't think I can. So my family to me is still my mum and my dad. Right. And I'm the eldest of four.
Mm.
So it's my sister and my two brothers. So yeah, but it's the first time I'd ever thought like that. Like, because I've known them for like 18 months now, mm-hmm. the girls. And they're awesome and brilliant and little weirdos. And I have a really big problem with the phrase step mom, like it just, oh my God, it's horrible. Like, because I'm not their mom.
Right.
They've got a mom.
So it's not to do with the association of the cliche about stepmothers, is it?
Well, that doesn't help. Right. The fact that you're sort of seen as this sort of Disney villain who's going to come in. And I'm, because we had it in a shop. So I went shopping with Poppy, ironically, to buy a Mother's Day present for her mom. And we went into the shop and this lady was like, oh, you know, is this you? I don't know. Referred to me as mummy, which is so inevitable. Mm. And, you know, Poppy and I are like, no, I'm not her mummy. And then it's like, oh, are you the auntie? And I'm like, no. I'm not. She wouldn't let it go, this woman. She really wanted to nail down what I was doing here.
See, I'd have just been like, I'm sleeping with the devil.
Yes, well, that's what I said at the end. I was like, I'm daddy's girlfriend. And then even that sounds like some sort of harlot that's come in to break everybody up. So it's a really, I hate it. And apparently the French don't have that. Like, they don't call it, they have their own word. I feel like we need a new word for
Le
it.
Yes. This is it. It sounds like a French thing.
Yeah.
How long were you with John before you met the girls? Like, was it quite an early thing?
No, it was quite a long time. It was like 18 months.
So you were with him for 18 months and then you...
And then I met them.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just got to be right for everyone. And I think for some people, it'll be fine after a couple of months and other people it won't. And I just think it's got to be, you've just got to do it properly is my feeling. Or that's how we felt. Like, that's how we did it. So it was 18 months and then I went and met them with them. John and Helen were both there.
Right.
So it was me and the family. And we went to Pizza Express. Great. Got a pizza.
Very good discount.
Very happy. Yeah.
Doughball's excellent for family bonding.
Perfect.
And
then we went to the park. I feel like I've gone to a lot of parks.
Oh, Jesus.
Since, like, is this the thing? You don't really go to parks before you...
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm not very outdoorsy.
No.
Bloody stand the park. But yeah, you have to do it because apparently children need fresh air and exercise or some such shit.
Like, when you've got kids... You never go near a park.
No.
Where, before you...
There's nothing going on in the park, you know.
No.
There's
not nothing.
A swing. So just go back and forth. Roundabout goes round and round. Nothing's happening.
Somebody falls off. So we went to the park and I remember they kind of all split off because they knew exactly, you know, Helen was off with Evie, John was off with Poppy. And I was like, what do I do? Right. And now it's great because we've sort of, it takes a long time to establish your role. Do you know what I mean? Like who you are. And like I've said, they don't need me to mother them. They have an amazing mother.
Mm.
And so, but at the same time, I'm still the adult. So I can't let them empty a drawer on themselves, or I can't let them eat 15 bags of Quavers.
Oh, is that? You're not supposed to do that? Is that not a thing?
Thank God you've told us that.
You can eat them for them, it turns out. But things like, do you know what I mean? So you have to be the responsible adult. And the other day, like, I was like, oh, I don't know, one of them, I was like, oh, don't talk with your mouth full. And I was like, who am I? Who am I? And then you want to be their mate, but you don't want to be in a naff way. Mm. And so now it's taken a long time, but I've kind of got there. Like, I know.
Have you ever had the dreaded where you've like told them to do or not do something and you've had the whole, you're not my mummy thing? Have you had that?
No, I haven't had that. I really haven't had that, which is, Yeah, spectacular, thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, haven't had that. Because they're quite like, John's the same as me. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've got quite similar ideas about what's cool and what's not, really. Mm. And I think that would be really hard if, do you know what I mean? If I came in and I was like, oh, that's not cool. And then John was like, yeah, that's fine. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I think that would be really hard. Mm. So I think because they know that that's, you know. And sometimes it's nice because you can let them get away with something. Then, you know, you're on side as well. Like, you know, I can't remember, what did we watch? Like, I introduced them to, like, I introduced Poppy to Coronation Street.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, look at me, I'm so cool.
You are a wicked stepmother. Yeah. Look at the North, Poppy.
Dreadful.
Tedious nonsense.
But it was, yeah, it was a really, yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah.
It was a long time for
them. And had their parents been split up a long time before you came along, or was it quite,
Before, so they had time before to I met adjust them. Yeah, God, totally, which is so important. Like, that's got to be cool. Because I don't want to go into that. Do you know what I mean? Like,
nobody
you
wants
know,
to go into
nobody
that.
People in
that
don't want to
be in that. Yeah.
No. Totally.
Yeah.
So I think that's really, yeah, that's kind of really important. But it is, it's nice, because I don't have to do the parenting thing. So they wake up, John has to get up. I don't have to get up.
No.
I can just stay in bed and just sort of, you know.
Not my dreams, not my problem.
That's it. And then you play with them. And then when you just are like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. And you can just, oh, I'll just wander off. Like, you know.
Hands are clean. Yeah.
Totally.
Off you go.
Yeah, that's it.
But have you got any tips? Like, how do you bridge that gap between, how do you find your place, like, in terms of going, right, well, I'm not your mum.
Yeah.
But I'm not your cool friend, but I'm not your sister, but I'm not your auntie, but I'm, you know, how did you find your place?
It takes ages. That is the main thing that I would say. Like, just know that. Just know that it will. And if you're really uncomfortable, or if it's making you play a role that you don't like, it will be okay. Like, you'll go through that, and then you'll be like, okay, that's what I don't want to be. And then you'll come out and you'll kind of... It's a really weird thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a really odd thing that it takes so long, and, you know, to get to the place. And just don't let other people as well, like, you know, kind of, I mean, God, that must be a thing for parents, right? Just don't let other people interfere and have all their judgments and their ideas and that kind of stuff.
I think that's one of the hardest things as a parent, and I guess with you as well, people giving you ideas about what's right and wrong, but you know yourself.
Yeah, you
and
do.
And obviously, you and your partner have really thought about it. If you've waited that long, you're not kind of going, ta-da!
That's it!
This is the new thing!
And expecting, expecting that you're going to go in there and that they'll adore you, or they'll be really cool, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know what they're like? They'll say, oh my God, I've had the best day ever. And you're like, this is incredible. And then John will be like, yeah, don't worry, they said that yesterday. Yeah. They said that about that.
I took them to Argos and they said it was the most wonderful time of their life. Yeah, everyone got overexcited. So has this experience, has that made you want your own children, or has it made you kind of think, wow, if this is what it's like, fuck it, you can keep it, mate, you can keep it.
I mean, the great thing, I'm from a big family, and so I've always wanted to be part of a big family, and actually this is great for me, because I'm very lazy, so the fact that there's two people already is great for me, you know, because they'll, you know, it's really... There's almost like a head start, because I mean, the thing is, I'm lazy. I'm scummy, right? And I don't know how much scummy I'm going to be as a mummy. Like, that's quite full on, the thought of that.
And how old are the girls?
The girls are going to be 4 and 7 in a couple of months.
Right. Yeah. So you kind of seen a bit of the sort of toddler bit. But
not... I mean, I don't have to... Like, I don't have to get up with them.
Yeah.
And I don't have to... sort of do all that. I don't know how you do it. I think it's unbelievable, actually.
And thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah. It is. We're
it
amazing.
Is. You are.
And really cool.
Yeah. How do you get on with their mum?
Really well. She's brilliant. She's absolutely brilliant. And I met her before I met the girls, which I think is really important as well. That, you know, I just couldn't imagine. Can you imagine somebody meeting your... kids and you haven't met them, like, it's just,
and you've boned the same guy. Let's get it, everyone's saying it, everyone's thinking it, you both boned him.
Have you compared? You had a little
absolutely
chat.
Not
oh, you know, when he does that thing, oh no, I can't stand it. You just tell him. I can't tell him. No, don't tell him, it's why we split up. It'll be like that.
Can you imagine? Oh my God.
your partner would be like, be close to my ex-wife, but not too close.
Yes, yeah. Don't talk. Don't talk too much.
Just talk about food.
No, she's awesome. She's absolutely, she's brilliant. Like, I'm in awe of her. She's a brilliant mum. And a brilliant lady. Yeah, I feel very lucky. I feel, because I know I've got friends in my position who aren't that lucky, and it's been really hard and really difficult. And, you know, and she's always been super cool.
So, what do you do with things like Christmas and birthdays? And how do you manage all that?
Well, birthdays are kind of, I don't know, they're probably, they have a birthday party or they have a little do or whatever, and I'll bob along, you know.
Do shots of Sambuca in the kitchen. Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time I met Madonna?
Yeah.
I know Mr. Tumble.
Can you put Lady Gaga on, please? Yeah, I've got a story. Christmas, I'm always with my... I can't imagine not being with my own mother at Christmas. I don't think my mother could imagine me not being there. So, yeah.
So, basically, top tip, what I'm getting from you, Sarah, is take it slow.
Just take it slow. Just take it slow and just...
Don't get stressed if you meet them and they don't adore you and don't feel you've got to buy them a PlayStation.
Yeah, I mean, they like
it. Do you
do
that? Do you occasionally shove a little?
Well, I will... I'll let them... You know what it's like. You let them do something that's harmless, like...
Spend £500 in Claire's accessories. Yeah.
Or eat a mini egg now. Ooh. Even though it's going to be lunch soon.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to let you have a mini egg because I'm cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And why not do half a tab of E? Let's spice up this Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. Come on.
Who says the Easter holidays are hard work? Let's go.
Loosen up a bit. You'll love it.
But that works, does it? But yeah, but then I think, all like sort of, I think I do that all the time, don't you, Helen? Sort of like, well, go on then, you can have one Haribo, just because you know it will shut them up and buy you 8 minutes to put some baked beans in a pan.
Oh my God, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And they'll think you're...
Yeah, super cool.
Because being a kid wasn't that long ago, and you still want that bit of naughty and a bit of sparkle, and you know how much you love that as a kid. You had the fun auntie or the fun cousin or whatever
who goes,
come on, let's have a chuppa chup, or, you know, whatever.
A pack of fags.
Yeah. That's right. Menthol, though. Only menthol. Yeah,
only a menthol. Don't tell your mum.
You're under 14.
I heard an amazing inadvertence. She didn't call it a scummy mummy confession, but I had Loose Women on today, and Linda Robson from Birds of a Feather was on.
Oh, I love
it. And she was like, and they were talking about grandparents. She was like, oh, yeah, when my little one was three, him and his granny, they used to have a fag break together.
Stop.
And everyone did that, right? Yeah. And she was like, yeah, no, they used to go outside the back door, grandma would have a fag on, and the three-year-old, he'd just have a little pencil between his fingers, and they'd have their fag. And they came back in, and then Nolan went, you couldn't do that now. You couldn't do that now. And I was like, no, you couldn't. You shouldn't even really talk about it on television, to my mind. But what do you think? That's enough family chat.
I think that's enough family chat. And thank you. Because it's the first time we've had a step-parent. We're not saying step-parent.
An associate.
Step-parent.
But you know what I mean? It's that. Because it's the fact that I would be considered a mother is terrifying.
I feel the same way. The same thoughts and feelings. Yeah, what, excellent. Me?
Yeah, no.
No, I
it's
just feed
mistake.
Them. I just feed them mini eggs. That's it.
Oh, excellent stuff. Well, I think it's time for Scummy Mummy Confessions. Don't
I think
you?
It is. I think it is. Should I kick off?
Please do.
Tonight, I was getting ready. I was putting my lipstick on, and I heard this call from upstairs going, "Mummy, mummy, mummy, come and look at my poo." I was like. Which is, you know, what every person wants to hear.
It's a dream.
And then the next thing I hear from my husband is, I'll get the head torch.
Because,
Sarah, I don't know if you've crossed the worm's bridge yet, but...
Well, I don't have to. When I hear that call...
Yeah.
Daddy! Daddy! I go, this is not
me.
I'm opting out.
Not my department.
Yeah.
No.
Not I'm just scene. Here for the company and the blowjobs.
Yeah.
Off you go.
Sounds dreamy. And then my husband and I were having that conversation like, did we eat corn recently? What's, you know,
no.
It's just, I just thought, this is my life.
Sarah, do you have a confession to share with us?
I do. Okay. So, it was Halloween, and we were like, we're going to take them trick-or-treating, and we are going to go all out with dressing up. John spent the best part of half an hour just being in the, nobody knew what I was doing. It was a big surprise. He came in. He had a completely green face. He had blood out of his nose and blood out of his mouth. The girls lost it. They were terrified. They thought it was so awful. They were like, what's the blood? What's the blood? We had to show them it was fake blood. And there was one moment when Poppy was in the bathroom with John, hysterical. He was trying to calm her down and show her, look, it's not real blood. It's just this fake stuff. And I had Evie on my lap sobbing. And the bloody Spotify, like, you know, Halloween playlist was on. It was Madonna, Like a Prayer. And I was just like, happy Halloween. How fun.
Welcome to parenting.
I was like, this is going to be amazing. This is going to blow their minds. And we just terrified them.
And it actually did. It actually did blow
their
minds.
Yeah, it did. They were
short-circuited.
Yeah, like a bad acid trip.
Yes.
They will never be able to cope with Halloween again. That's it.
Why are you melting, Teddy?
Yeah, they were like, what's the blood? And we were like, don't worry about the blood. Don't get hung up on it. It's only...
just blood. Oh, well, there we go. That's Scummy Mummy Confessions. And that's kind of it, isn't it, Helen?
That is. Thank you for listening. Tune in to Sarah on Heat Radio.
Yeah, 4 till 7. And Jules and Sarah the podcast is out every Friday.
What else? Yeah, visit scummymummies.com to buy tickets and see the dates and all of that.
That's right. And follow us on the social media. We're at Instagram, Facebook and Twitter.
All right, then. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
That would work on Babe Station. You know, that would, I feel like...
I miss Babe Station.
Yeah,
oh. We all do. I used to be on a TV many, many years ago. I was on a TV channel called X League, which was about video games, and it was awful.
Right.
And we had to go and film it in Docklands. And we filmed it, and it was supposed to be like, the thing I was on was like supposed to be like late night news night review, but for video games. So we'd sit around and like, but we had to sit and be serious about the video games. And opposite us, behind the cameras, was the other half of the studio, which they used to film Babe Station. I feel that the artistry of the environment.
Yes.
And then like there'd be a woman in a feather boa just like making the bed, putting a new pink sheet on. It was like a fireman's pole. It was honestly, it was a career highlight.
Oh my god, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Anyway.
Please leave that in.
Might be the outtake. Be good. Yeah.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.